Hey everyone, it's MJ, and thank you for joining me. You know, we just came out of a wonderful series entitled The Essence of Praise and Worship, and I learned so much from it, and I hope you did too. But 2020 has been such a challenging year for many, whether it was unemployment, fear and anxiety, or even sickness from the coronavirus. So it may be hard for some people to tap into a praise and worship mindset. So how do you worship God in difficult times? Well, I have a little input on that, and I would like to share it with you. So please stay tuned. This topic is very interesting to me. I'm sure we've all encountered difficult times even before the pandemic. Maybe you get laid off your job, or maybe you're dealing with financial hardships. Maybe you and your family are not on good terms. Or maybe the doctor gave you some news that just wasn't that great. All of those things fall under the difficult category and can lead to stress and depression. But worship is one way to get through difficult times. So that is something we shouldn't stay away from, but we should actually run to it. However, not just anyone can worship God. John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And it's all in one word, relationship. You see, God has a flawless track record. He never fails. He never disappoints. He always delivers. If you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, God has never lost the battle. He has always brought his people through. So if you're one of those people like, yeah, me and God, we're real close and I trust God, I love God, and you are leery about worshiping God in a difficult time, if you are struggling with worshiping God in this kind of season, I am questioning your relationship. Yes, when we are in church, we praise God together, we fellowship together, and our pastor feeds us with knowledge and understanding. And they do this to strengthen our relationship with God. We all have a relationship with our pastor, but it's a different relationship that he has with us. He's not going to have a relationship with us that he will have with his spouse. A married couple who has been together for years, they may have kids together, built this lifelong relationship, this strong marriage. And then someone comes, someone they don't even know, and starts spreading negativity or saying some things that really aren't true. You're not going to believe this person talking about your spouse. Why? Because you have a relationship with them and you know them. You know them way better than this person does, who probably doesn't even know them at all. Well, you can't worship God without relationship in good times or bad times. So let's do a little relationship evaluation to see if you're qualified to worship God. Number one, do you love God? You love God with your life. John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. And what are the commandments? You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourselves an idol. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not covet. We can post it on social media all day. We can wear t-shirts. We can say it verbally. But your life is a reflection of your love for God. He's not just looking at what you do in the four walls of the church. He's looking at your heart and he's looking at your life. Number two, do you trust God? Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And Job 13 and 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I admire Job because to go through what he went through speaks volumes about his relationship with God. Job recognized that what he was going through, his affliction, was something God allowed. And despite of how uncomfortable it was, he still loved God, he trusted God, and he wouldn't even let his own spouse get in between them. We should be striving to get to that place where we won't let a person or a situation get in between our relationship. Yes, the season that we are in is uncomfortable, but if God allowed it, there is purpose attached to it. Someone will ask you again, do you trust God? Do you trust God with your money? Are you tithing during the pandemic? Malachi 3 and 8, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and in offerings. Trust God. Number 3, do you appreciate God? James 1 and 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I'm sure everyone that is listening has bought a gift for someone at least one time, whether it was Christmas, birthday, anniversary, etc. You give gifts out of love. And God gives gifts out of love because he loves you. God gave it to you because he trusts you with it. And I don't think there's no better time than right now to start using your gifts. Right now? During a pandemic? Yes, right now. And let me tell you why. If you were to go to a Christmas party or a birthday party and you bought a special gift for someone and they just gave you a little shady thank you and they just threw the gift in a corner somewhere and a week goes by, a month, year, 2 years, and they never used their gift, they never really bothered with the gift, you'll be feeling some type of way. I know I'll be feeling some type of way because it just shows me that you really didn't appreciate me giving you this gift. Well, how do you think God feels when we don't use the gifts that he's given us? The gifts, the anointing, the skills, the talent. It's like a slap in God's face. And that is why I'm encouraging you to start now. Because by using your gifts, you show God great appreciation. And lastly, number 4, do you know God? And I know people will say, yeah, I know him. But do you really know him? Are you seeking his hand or are you seeking his face? Do you know what he loves? Do you know what he hates? Do you know his promises towards you as a child of God? Be honest with yourself. And if you don't know him on a level like you think you should, get to know him. Develop a prayer life. Talk to him, read his word, but don't just read to read. Read with expectation. Read expecting God to speak to you. We are living in a time where sin is so trendy. And if we're not careful, we will get caught up in these sinful things simply because everyone else is doing it and it looks and seems so innocent. But if you have a true, strong, deep relationship with God, none of these things will trick you or faze you. So I am encouraging you in this new year to get to know God on a deeper level. So when you love God, and when you trust God, and when you appreciate God, and when you know God, it won't be hard for you to worship in difficult times. because now it's not just something that you do on Sundays when the praise team is up, when you're in the church walls. Now it's a lifestyle. You're not married 3 times a week, 4 times a week. When you're married every day, and you work through the hard times. You don't leave when something goes wrong, but you work it out. So I'm encouraging you in this new year to build your relationship with God and know that He won't let you down, that He'll be there no matter what. So when you're going through a difficult time, don't run away from God. Run to Him, because that's where your strength lies. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have not already, I want to invite you to visit our website, which is changemylife.com, but put a hyphen in between my and life. So it is change my, put a hyphen or a dash in there, life.com. And there you'll be able to get on our email list, check out our blog, support the show, and more. So make sure you go visit, and I hope to connect with you there. Wow, who knew? Worshiping God in difficult times would change my life.